Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 23, The Purports. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will certainly protect a devotee who does something sinful accidentally. As Krishna says in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Apichet Sudaracharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak Sadhur Eva Samantavya Samyag Vyavasatohi Saha Shiprang Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvach Chantin Nigachati Kaunteya Prati Janihi Na Me Bhakta Pranashyati. Even if one commits the most abominable actions, if one is engaged in devotional service, then he or she is to be considered saintly because one is properly situated in the determination of Krishna consciousness. One thus quickly becomes righteous and attains lasting peace. O son of Kunti, declare it boldly, my devotee never perishes. However, if a devotee or so-called devotee purposefully commits sinful activities continually in the hopes that Krishna will give one protection, Krishna will not protect. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Kali ke rakibe yadina dibe raja dana. Jagannath had saved Gopinath Patanayaka from being killed by the king today. But if Gopinath commits the same offense again, who will give Gopinath protection? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus warns all such foolish devotees that Lord Jagannath will not protect them if they continue to commit offenses. Becoming a devotee of the Lord to serve material purposes is a great mistake. Many people become show bottle devotees for material profits. Indeed, materialistic persons sometimes take to professional devotional service and keep Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, simply as a means of livelihood. But none of this, however, is approved by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the book known as Saptashati, as mentioned by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one can discover how a person worshipping the goddess Durga begs her for different varieties of material profit. Such activities are very popular among people in general, but they are the attempts of foolish, blind people. A materialist does not actually know why one should become a devotee, for a devotee's only concern is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotional service is thus defined by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anyavilashita shunyam jnana karma jnanavratam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. One should be completely free from all material desires and should serve Krishna simply to please Krishna. When people become interested in their own sense gratification, bhakti mukti siddhikami, some of them desire to enjoy the material world to the fullest extent. Some of them desire to be liberated and merge into the existence of Brahman. And others want to perform magic through mystic power and thus become incarnations of God. These are all against the principles of devotional service. One must be free from all material desires. The desire of the impersonalist to merge into the existence of Brahman is also material because such an impersonalist wants to gratify one's senses by merging into the existence of Krishna instead of serving Krishna's lotus feet. Even if such a person merges into the Brahman effulgence, one falls down again into material existence, as stated in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Akruhya krichtraina parang padang kataha patanti adha anadrata yushmad angrayaha. Because Mayavadi philosophers have no information regarding the transcendental service of the Lord, even after attaining liberation from material activities and merging into the Brahman effulgence, the Mayavadis must come down once again to this material world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that there are many materialistic persons who become preachers, gurus, religionists, or philosophers only for the sake of maintaining a high standard of living and sense gratification for themselves and their families. Sometimes they adopt the dress of a sannyasi or preacher. They train some of their family members as lawyers and continually seek help from a high court in order to acquire riches on the plea of maintaining temples. Although such persons may call themselves preachers, live in Vrindavana or Navadvipa, and also print many religious books, it is all for the same purpose, namely to earn a living in order to maintain their wives and children. They may also professionally recite the Bhagavatam or other scriptures, worship the deity in the temple, and even initiate disciples, thus making a show of devotional paraphernalia. They may also collect money from the public and use it to cure the disease of some family member or near relative. Sometimes they become Babajis or collect money on the plea of worshipping the poor, whom they call Daridra Narayana, or for social and political upliftment. Thus, they spread a network of business schemes to collect money for sense gratification by cheating people in general who have no knowledge of pure devotional service. Such cheaters cannot understand that by offering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can be elevated to a position of eternal servitude to the Lord, which is even greater than the position of Lord Brahma and other demigods. Unfortunately, fools have no understanding of the perpetual pleasure of devotional service. One can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by meditating upon the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Generally, people are concerned with the four religious principles, namely religion, material opulence, sense gratification, and liberation. However, as indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma projita kaitava atra, success in these four kinds of material and spiritual gain are not the true results of devotional service. For the true result of devotional service is the actual development of one's dormant love for Krishna in every circumstance. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopinath Patanayaka could understand that the material benefits he had achieved were not the ultimate result of meditating upon Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. The true result comes when one is detached from material opulences. Therefore, Gopinath Patanayaka prayed to Lord Chaitanya for such detachment. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that one should always remember that one is eternally a servant of Krishna. Whether one is engaged in material activity involving pounds, shilling, and pence, or one is in the renounced order, one should always think that he or she is an eternal servant of God, for that is the real position of the living being. Both taking sannyas and dealing in pounds, shilling, and pence are external affairs. So in any condition, one should always consider how to please and satisfy Krishna. Thus, even if one is involved in great material affairs, one will not become attached. But as soon as one forgets that he or she is an eternal servant of Krishna, one becomes involved in material attachments. However, if one is always conscious that Krishna is the Supreme Master and that one is an eternal servant of Krishna, then one is a liberated person in any condition, and entangling material activities will not affect one. When a person forgets his or her position as an eternal servant of Krishna, one thus commits many sinful activities. But one who maintains his or her position as an eternal servant of Krishna cannot deviate from the path of morality, religion, and ethics. And so, at the present, people all over the world, especially in India, have forgotten their relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His eternal servants. Therefore, the principles of morality, religion, and ethics have almost disappeared. This situation is most unprofitable for human society. Therefore, everyone should try to accept Krishna consciousness and follow the principles of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The result of advancement in spiritual knowledge is not material improvement. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised Gopinath Patanayaka how to use material opulence without incurring reactions to sinful life. From this advice, it appeared that Lord Chaitanya encouraged Gopinath Patanayaka to enhance his material condition. Actually, however, Lord Chaitanya did not do this. In fact, this was but a manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's great affection for his devotee. When a person is sinful, he or she loses both the chance for spiritual advancement and the chance for material opulence. If one enjoys the material world for sense gratification, he or she is certainly doomed. Advancement in material opulence is not the direct mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, it does indicate the indirect mercy of the Lord, for even a person too attached to material prosperity can gradually become detached and thus raised to the spiritual platform. Then one can offer causeless, purified service to the Lord. Finally, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Ama haite kichu nahe," it is not my business to do anything, Lord Chaitanya thus set the ideal example for a person in the renounced order. If a sannyasi takes the side of a vishayi, a person engaged in material activities, then the sannyasi's character will be criticized. A person in the renounced order should not take interest in material activities. But if the sannyasi does so out of affection for a particular person, that should be considered the sannyasi's special mercy. Recorded February 26, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Bhajahu re mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Dullabhamanava Janama Satsange Taroho E Bhava Sindhure Pita Atapa Bhata Parishana E Dina Jamini Jagire Bipale Sevenu Kripa Nadura Jana Chapala Sukalaba Lagire Edana Yobana Putra Parijana Ithe Ki Ache Pada Titi Re Komala Dala Jala Jivana Chalamala Bhajahu Hari Padani Tire Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atmani Vedana Govinda Dasa Abhilashare Bhajahure Mana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanara Vindare Dullabha Manava Janama Satsange Taraha E Bhava Sindhure Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nirantara Dasa Abhilashare Hare Nama Eva Kevalam kirtaniya sadahari.
Purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, May 27, 1972, in Los Angeles. So this song was sung by Govinda Das, Govinda Dasa Abhilasa Ray. What is his desire? Abhilas means desire. Bajohure mana, Srinanda Nandana. My dear mind, because mind is our friend and enemy. If you train the mind, then mind is your best friend. And if you cannot train your mind, then it will be your bitterest enemy. Savai manak Krishna padaravindayo. Therefore, mind has always to be engaged on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then mind automatically will be controlled and will become friend. So Govinda Das is expressing his desire. My dear mind, you just be engaged in devotional service of Nanda Nandana. He does not say Krishna. He says Nanda Nandana. If we address Krishna directly, that is not very pleasing. But if we say Krishna, Nanda Nandana, Yashoda Nandana, Devaki Nandana, Partha Sarati, in relationship with his devotee, then Krishna becomes more pleased. Bajahure mana Sri Nanda Nandana. Why Sri Nanda Nandana? Abhaya Charanara Vindaray. If you take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, Nanda Nandana, then you'll have no more anxiety, no more fear. Samashritaye padapallava plavang mahatpadang punya yasho murare bhavambudir vatsapadang parang padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. This is Bhagavat Darshana. Padang padang yad vipadam. This material world, padam padam, means step by step there is danger. So, one who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, mahat padang punya yasho morare samasrita, for that person there is no more danger. Abhaya charanara vindare. How is it possible to take complete shelter of Krishna, which is fearlessness, no anxiety, Vaikuntha, durlabha manava jannama satsange? This is possible if you associate with devotees. But if you think that now I have become very much advanced, now I shall live alone and chant Hare Krishna, imitating Haridas Thakur, then this is nonsense. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. You have to associate with devotees. Durlabha manava jannama satsange. Satsange. Satang prasangam mama virya sangvido. If you remain with the devotees, then by their association, by talking with them, you will get real understanding of God consciousness. It is very practical to understand. Just like in material world, there are many associations, societies. Businessmen, they have got their stock exchange association. Those who are dealing in exchange, they have got an association. They go there and their business facility is very good. Similarly, so many clubs. If you want to drink and enjoy sense, you go to so many clubs and associate with them, and you will learn how to drink, how to mate very nicely. So association is very important. Therefore, our Krishna Consciousness Society is giving people a chance to associate with us so that one will be able to understand what is Krishna, what is Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Govinda Das recommends Durlabha Manava Jannama Satsange Manava. This human form of life is Durlabha, very rarely obtained. Not dog's association, crow's association, but swan's association. There are association even by nature. Birds of the same feather flock together. The crows, they'll mix with crows, and the swans will mix with swan. White swan, very nice water, nice garden. They will like that. The crows will not like that. The crows will like where filthy things are thrown away. They'll take pleasure there. So similarly, according to the quality of nature, there are different associations in human society. But here it is recommended, Durlabha Manava Satsange, not with the crows, but with the swans, that association. So this Krishna consciousness society is the swans, Paramahamsa. Hamsa means swan. Hamsa, this example is given because the swan knows the technique, how to take milk out of water. You give the swan milk and water, the swan will take the milk portion and give up the water portion. Similarly, a swan, a hamsa, a paramahamsa means, in this human form of life, one who takes the spiritual portion of life and rejects the material portion of life, one is called hamsa, paramahamsa. We are mixed. Our body is material, but I am spirit soul. So, we have to know the techniques, how to get out of this material bondage. That is the process of jnana vairagya, knowledge and renunciation. The example is given, just like wood, firewood. If you somehow or other, you can ignite fire, then the fire will vanquish the wood. The blazing fire will consume the whole wood. So similarly, you have got the fire of spiritual consciousness. If you can evoke that spiritual consciousness, then this material consciousness will be burnt up. It will come out from this material body, but when it comes out, then it will vanquish the material body. This is a very good example. So you ignite fire, and if you make the wood dry, then the fire takes place very quickly. And when it becomes blazing fire, then the wood becomes vanquished. There is no more existence of the wood. Similarly, if you can invoke your spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, when it will be very nicely going on, then your material existence will be finished. This is the process. Durlabha manava jannama satsange taraha ebhava sindhure. In this way, just get on the other side of this ocean of nescience. But then one may say, if I associate with the Krishna consciousness movement, then how my family affairs will go on? Who will look after my wife and children? Society, friendship, love. I have got so many business. Therefore, Govinda Das says, Shita atapa bata parishana e dina jamini jagire. My dear mind, you are working so hard. Shita atapa. In severe cold, you are going to work. In scorching heat, you are going to work. Torrents of rain, you cannot stop your work. Shita atapa bata parishana. Night duty, whole night working, people are doing that. Shita atapa bata parishana. Edina jamini jagi re. Whole day work. Again, now get some money. I'll let you work at night also, extra. In this way, we are working. Why? Why are you working? Why are you working? Shita atapa bata parishana. Edina jamini jagire. Bipale sevenu kripana durajana. Chapala sukha labha lagire. In this way I have wasted my time. Bipale sevenu. To serve kripana durajana, some so-called society, friendship and love. Kripana, they will never be engaged in Krishna consciousness, but I am engaged in their service. So this is general, not that every family, mostly 99.9%. Bipale sevenu, in this way I am wasting my time. And what is the pleasure? Chapala sukha labha lagi re. Few minutes sex, that is all. Behind the sex, so many labor. Therefore, Govinda Das says, you are trying to enjoy wealth. Edhana yovana putra parijana. Material happiness means to acquire money, dhana, and then jana, many adherents or dependents, like wife, children, friends, society. So many things. Country. Putra parijana ite ki ache paratiti re. But you cannot have any transcendental bliss in all of this. Komala dala jala jiva natala mala. Life is tottering. You cannot say when life will be finished. The example is given. Komala jala dala. Just like lotus leaf. If you put water on the leaf, it will not stay. It will be tiltering. At any moment, it slips. Similarly, our life is like that, tiltering. At any moment, finished. Komala jaladala jivana bajahu haripada niti re. Therefore, engage yourself in Krishna consciousness as much as you can. Finish. Before death comes, that is your mission. And what is Krishna consciousness? Shravana kirtana, smarana vandana, pada sevana dasyare, pujana sakijana, atmanivedana. These are the nine kinds of devotional service. Govinda dasa. Abhilashare. So, everyone should desire like Govinda Das, Shravana Kirtana. These are the devotional processes. Hearing, chanting, remembering, archana, worshipping the deity, vandana, offering prayer. There are nine kinds. So, human life is meant for this process. And by this process, gradually we ignite the fire of Krishna consciousness or spiritual consciousness. Then, by that fire, just as by blazing fire, the wood itself becomes burnt into ashes, so also our material covering becomes burnt. The spirit soul is presently covered by matter, by ignorance. So this covering in ignorance will be burnt into ashes and you'll become free and go back home, back to Godhead. This is the purport of this song. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare.